Welcome to the Bathroom Break Podcast, where today three idiots, dumbasses, just talk and discuss stuff. We are not experts in anything and do not offer any advice. I'm Justin.
I'm Alan.
And I'm Alan.
Alan?
Oh shit, I'm Adam.
Wow. Wow. Remember when Justin said we're three dumbasses? Yeah, this checks out.
I'm the first dumbass. The most major of the dumbasses. Yes,
I usually like being dumbass number one, but that's fine. You can be dumbass number one today.
We can rank it that way. So I'll be number three, the most dumbass of the dumbasses. That works.
No, it's all good.
Wow. Okay. I was gonna say I came up with a game today, and I think you guys are gonna do really well on it. And then Adam forgot his own name, so let's see how this works, because that was impressive, Adam.
That was awesome.
That was interesting.
I mean, I try.
I enjoyed that.
I did too. No, we're trying to keep it lighthearted. I think me and Justin talked about that the other day. We're trying to keep the quarantine lighthearted. So I feel like forgetting your own name kind of makes me feel good about myself and how smart I am. So I appreciate that, Adam.
Well, I was thinking in my own head, I was like, after last episode, I really hope Alan realizes that he's the second name. And I was like thinking in my head, I was like, say it, Alan, say it, Alan. And then you said it. And then I was just like, Alan was still in my head. So I called myself Alan.
Yeah, I was trying to
only,
see if
it's only two letters that are different.
Trying to see if we get better at that intro, and we did, and one of us forgot our names. Yeah, that was.
Yeah, somehow this was like one of our better intros. I can't explain it, but it's true.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it still.
Yeah, okay. So I only have one game to play. It's only one talking point, and I think it's going to go really well. I think it's a fun game. I think it's interesting. The other day I was sitting down with my wife. And I play these like strategic games on my computer. Think like Civilization, think like those kind of games. And it's basically like Risk. And all I can think of is I used to be able to in college have to name every country in the world and be able to put it on a map. That's what I had to do when I took government classes in college. And I asked my wife, hey, can you do, how many do you think you could get? She was like, I don't know, 50%. And I want to know, how much do you guys, how many countries do you think you guys know off the top of your head? What percentage of the countries in the world?
Jeez, four. Dude. I know more than four.
Well, I was thinking percent-wise. Because, I mean, there's a lot of small countries, like in, you know, the Europes and Africa.
I'd probably be around 50. I think 50, like your wife said.
Realistically, I'd probably shoot for like 20. Placing them on a map, way lower.
I think you guys are going to be way better. I think you guys are like, I think you're cutting your, like, I think you guys are falling way, way, way. You're thinking way too little of yourself. Okay. You guys got this. So the game I came up with today is it a real country or a fake country?
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I figure it'll be a good little segment.
I like this
here.
Game. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so that's what I was just doing before this, is I was trying to figure out fake country names that could throw you guys off.
Okay,
and I found a list of fictional countries.
So I was getting nervous. I was getting nervous. I was like, "Fucking Alan's a teacher now. Now he's gonna give us pop quizzes, and what are we gonna do next week? Multiplication tables? Like, what the fuck?" But
I'll let you know on Google Classroom.
Yeah,
he must be bored with the quarantine. Can't teach his normal kids, so he's got to teach Chess some stuff.
Well, yeah, my Spanish has already gotten a lot worse because I don't have my normal kids.
But this game sounds good. I like this game.
Yeah, it should be interesting. So basically, I am going to say the name of a country, and then both of you are going to say real or fake. Sound good?
At the same time? Or, like, we go separate?
Adam, you go, and then Justin will go right after you. And
yeah,
then we'll switch it after that, okay?
We'll keep switching, yeah. Yeah, then the next time I'll go. Yeah, sounds good.
All right, so the first country on the list, very first country, Bahari.
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 I'm going to say real.
I'll say fake.
It is a fake country.
Yes.
Yes, it is from a movie, or I'm sorry, a TV show called Scorpion. It's a North African country that at the time was occupied by the Third Reich, circa early 2016. They uncovered a prototype sun gun there. So that is a fake country from a TV show, Bihari.
Wow.
Very good, Justin.
Thank you.
It has a very, like, real-sounding name, though.
Sure does.
Yeah, I can't blame you for missing that one, Adam. I would the hell out of you.
I was thinking, you know, somewhere like a surrounding country of India, you know? That's what kind of what it sounded like to me. I wouldn't have guessed Africa, though.
Okay, yeah. Well, fake Africa, so yeah.
Well, yeah.
all right, Justin, I believe you're up next.
Yep.
All right, so the next one is Suriname. Suriname.
I'm going to go fake again.
Adam?
I'm going to go real.
It is a real country.
Dang.
Found at the very top of South America.
Dang. I was thinking Asia, if anything, but...
Yeah. That's a tough one. Like I said, these are... I did some work on these.
Yeah, you did.
I did some work.
Yeah.
All right. The next one... Adam, you're going to start this one off. Sokovia.
Mm-hmm. Sokovia. I'm going to say it's fake. It sounds Russian, but I'm going to say fake.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds real to me. I'll alternate again. I'll go real.
It is fake.
Dang.
It is fake. It's actually from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Eastern European. So you are correct, Adam. It does sound Russian. It is where Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch used to reside in the Marvel Universe.
That's probably why I thought it was real. It's real to me, man.
And Justin, in case you don't know, Justin's the guy who wants to go to all the Marvel Avenger movies dressed up as DC characters and just piss off the nerds.
Yeah, how awesome would that be?
Yeah.
Oh, I would join you in a heartbeat.
Oh, absolutely. I would wear all my Superman stuff. I might even wear Pokemon just to mess with them even more.
It'd be a lot of fun to go to a Star Wars premiere dressed in Star Trek.
Well, considering you've never seen a Star Wars movie, there's a lot of things you have to do first.
Dude, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, I know, but it'd still be funny.
It would also be
funny. And then I would tell them all, oh, wait, I've never seen them. And they'd be even more pissed off.
They would.
I also think it would be funny to go to like a Marvel premiere with like a really lesser-known Marvel character. Like there was a Dexter comic, maybe dressed as Dexter, and be like, "Yeah, I'm in the Marvel universe." And it's like, "I'm Dexter." There was a comic. You know, that's stupid.
No, you could see who's a real fan. You know,
it's really meta.
I bet you'd be surprised.
At what?
With how many people would like know that lesser-known character that you dressed up as?
Probably.
You might have people like flipping out like, oh my God, this dude just blew my mind.
Right.
He dressed up as so-and-so.
Yeah, probably.
Well, every time I go to Comic-Con, I do see like random, like people dressed up as random things and people coming up and taking pictures with them. And I'm like, what? Like, who is that? Am I supposed to know what character that is? Obviously, they're so like into whatever universe that is that they know the minor characters.
Yeah.
I just go and watch movies. I don't know.
It's too much.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
All right, Adam, you're up one.
So we had, Adam's up 2-1 right now. We just did Sokovia from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The next one is Eurasia.
Eurasia?
Mm-hmm.
It used to be. Right?
We're talking about now.
Now?
We're talking about now.
So, no, it's not a country now.
Adam?
I'm going to go ahead and agree and also say fake.
It is a fake country. Good job. Yes, it used to be a part of what we call the Eurasian continent.
Right.
But it's actually from 1984, from George Orwell. It follows his political ideology. That's kind of where it all takes place, a place called Eurasia.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so we got 3-2, Adam. Adam gets to go first here. And the next one we have is Guinea-Bissau.
Real.
Justin?
Oh, man. Dude, you've been alternating real and fake on these answers so far. And
this, have I?
No, Alan has.
It's been unintentional. Oh, Alan has.
Yeah, Alan has.
Okay. Have and I? Think about it.
Guinea. I mean, you think Papua New Guinea. I'm going to say fake. Screw it.
I like Justin's strategy here. I really do. He's got to catch up, so he's thinking the opposite of Adam.
Yeah.
But it is a real country.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's in West Africa.
Is it by Papua New Guinea? Like, is it part of the Guinea whatever?
No, it is not. Papua New Guinea is not really that close to it.
Okay.
Yeah. But I believe, if I had to guess, I'd say they're both probably French. So.
Yeah, probably. Oh. I mean, if we look. But we're not, because we're not that kind of podcast. Yeah, no.
And then the last one. Justin, I believe you're going first on this.
Yeah.
Rovinia.
Rovinia. I mean, it sounds fake. You could kind of think that would be somewhere, you know, Eastern European. I'll say fake. Screw it.
Right off the bat, I was thinking fake. But for the excitement of discussion and to see if Justin can get a little bit closer, I'm going to say real.
Well, Justin is correct here. It is a fake country.
Oh, nice. Thanks, yeah. Adam. I appreciate that.
You got it. Now you only lost by one.
Yeah. Thanks. Oh. I appreciate that.
Yeah. That Rovinia is from an old Sherlock Holmes movie from the 40s.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the game. That's all I had is, do you think it's a real or a fake country? You guys did, like I said, you guys did really well.
Well, Adam did. Adam stomped me. Good job, Adam.
Thanks, man. Wait, how many were there? How many did I get wrong?
There were six total, and I believe you got two wrong, maybe?
Two wrong, counting the last one, which I would have gotten right if I answered seriously. Okay, right. I'm happy with that.
Yes, so you got the first one and the last one wrong.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you asked me to throw those on a map, I'd be fucked.
Yeah.
The real ones, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, the fake ones on a map would be even tougher.
Yeah. Now, you know what's interesting, though, is when you actually... You ever do, like, a... Did we ever do GeoGuessr, where you do, like, the Google Maps of a country and you have to guess what country it is?
No.
Oh. It's kind of a fun game, but it's like a street view. The street view of different countries, and you have to guess what country you're in. The funny thing... When people think of, like, Africa, they always think of, like, desert or whatever. But there's a lot of parts of Africa that are similar to looking like the United States. And a lot of the other countries as well. You know, you just kind of think of the geography. I mean, similar areas kind of look similar. But then the interesting part is the infrastructure. When you start looking at the infrastructure and you're like, oh, man. You can tell if there's, like, good infrastructure, if there's, like, bad infrastructure, you know?
That's what I would be looking at. I'd be like, how bad are the streets? And like, as messed up as it might sound, I'd be trying, since it's street view, I'd be trying to look at people.
Yeah. Yeah. People, streets, letters on, you know, words and stuff.
Yeah.
I normally do.
That's a good game. That's a solid game.
Yeah. It's a fun game.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen the, I've just seen it as like a meme post on Facebook, but where, they have people from, not the United States, try to fill out a map of the United States. Have you guys seen those?
Yes.
Where it's like realistically the only three that people like consistently know is like Florida, Texas, California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's kind of funny. Good.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah.
People like in like Arizona, they're like Las Vegas. It's like, that's not a state, homie.
Could you imagine doing that with any other country? Like even countries.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah, even if you're talking about Canada, I'd be like, okay, I know that's like, I know Toronto's over there, so that's got to be like Quebec and Ontario on that side over there, and over here I got nothing.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't even know the other. What? There's five, right?
Provinces? I don't know.
Yeah, that's, once again, we're
I have no freaking clue.
Not going to look
how many maple leaves do they have on their flag? No clue.
Okay. One. They only have one maple leaf on their flag, dummy.
I know, but we have 50 stars. They should have five maple leaves. That's how it should work.
Oh, yeah, okay. It should. Yeah. Why the hell don't they have as many Maple Leafs as provinces or whatever.
You know why? Because Canada's messed up. You know, they're afraid of the dark. They have the wrong person on their money. Like, who has another country's leader on their money? How weird is that?
That's true. Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah.
Now, Alan, as a history buff kind of, you know, guy, a history major, somebody that went to school for it, why do you think that the U.S. has so many territories that they don't then make states? Is it because they have not enough resources to necessarily be, like, valued enough as a state, or what?
So think of all the territories that we have as states. Can you name more than three?
Of the, like, the U.S. territories?
Yeah, U.S. territories.
That aren't states?
That are not states.
I mean, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands. Guam, that's right. Isn't the, like, what is it called? Bahamas, is that one?
No, I believe the Bahamas are their own. I could be wrong.
I mean, there's like
I believe all the Bahamas are their own.
Is there like Tonga or something? Isn't one of those like Samoa or Tonga?
There's America Samoa, but I believe that's its own. I believe, could be wrong.
No, I don't think it is.
I believe that's its own.
I thought it was. Yeah.
Like the what are they, the Mariana Islands?
Which we used for bombing purposes only. Really?
Oh, okay.
We only used those, I believe. I believe those were the islands that we only used to test out the atomic bomb, like the hydrogen bombs.
So I actually heard like an NPR episode about something like this. Some of those, a lot of those territories don't want to become states because they don't want to become. They don't want to become like Hawaii, where they can't buy their own land. Like, now they can restrict who buys land there, but if they become a state, they have to, you know, they have to sell land to like everyone, and then the price gets jacked up, and then, you know, you have a 3-bedroom house that's $5 million.
Okay.
And then I kind of heard that about Puerto Rico too. They didn't want to become a state because they wanted to deal with their own things, even though we have, like, they wanted their own economy, even though we have free trade negotiations with Puerto Rico.
Right. Yeah, they're all afraid of, like, becoming Hawaii, where, like, the natives can't buy houses anymore. They have to go to the mainland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
How jacked up is that?
It's pretty jacked up.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to stay in your family home or, like, go to the mainland? That sucks.
You know what my favorite thing about Hawaii is? And this is going to sound weird, because I've only been there twice. There's no snakes in Hawaii.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's no snakes. Not snakes yet. In Hawaii. That's freaking fantastic.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
They do have some pretty gnarly-ass spiders.
And I'm like, I'm not worried about anything. I go hiking out here, all I can think about is, like, there's rattlesnakes everywhere. So.
Yeah. There's a
kind of a scary thought.
There's some homeless out there. I was going to say, you'd be scared of, like, a rattlesnake or, like, a homeless guy jumping out at you, but...
Yeah, there's some iced out Hawaiian dude.
Well, Dog always said that there's a lot of ice in Hawaii.
Yeah. Dog, the bounty hunter. Oh,